Good morning, everyone. Today is the 1st of February, 2023. We're going to be looking at the 107th Psalm today. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. It's a long time. His mercy to endure. It's a long time. There used to be a song, "Until the 12th of never, I'll still be loving you." Well, this is his mercy enduring forever, not the 12th of never. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of his enemy, of the enemy. And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness and shadows of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works of the children of men, for he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, and they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the saints. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causes them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way, yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Who is wise and will observe these things? Even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Well, this shows the absolute power of God over all things. He's the one that raises kings up and brings them down. He's the one that's in charge over all things. And we look to Him for all of our sustenance. I'll turn this over to Mark and let him read this again for Psalm 107.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endured forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses, and He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works, the children of men, for He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. And they cried unto the Lord their trouble. He saved them out of distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their band in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works, the children of men. For He hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because their transgression and because their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. And they cry of the Lord in their trouble, and He saveth them out of distresses. He sent His word to heal them and deliver them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to children of men. And let them sacrifice and thanksgiving declare His works with rejoicing. They that go down to sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths, their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man or at their wit's end. And they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of distresses. He maketh the storm and calms the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so He bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to children of men. Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. He turned rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs in the dry ground, the fruitful land and the barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turned the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. There He maketh the hungry dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. Sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blessed them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffered not their cattle to decrease. Again they are diminished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth content upon princes, and caused them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth He the poor on high, and from affliction and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it, and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Well, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Christ is solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way. God bless.